USA News, I'm John Schaefer. House Republicans and the White House have reached a deal in principle to raise the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says it's a good compromise.
I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people. It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce, rein in government overreach. There are no new taxes, no new government programs. There's a lot more within the bill.
He plans to post the text of the bill after he meets with President Biden tomorrow afternoon. He'd like to hold a vote on Wednesday. The House Progressive Caucus may not support the debt ceiling deal that was worked out between the White House and House Republicans. Caucus Chair Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal said she won't know how she's going to vote until she reads the entire bill.
I'm not happy with some of the things I'm hearing about, but they are not cutting the deficit and they are not cutting spending.
On CNN's State of the Union, she said, "We're all trying to wade through spin right now." Another Republican could be adding his name to the running for the White House.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is reportedly planning to launch a presidential bid. The 66-year-old is in his second term in office. A major announcement is planned next week in Fargo. Burgum expressed concern about the country's political polarization during a recent interview, saying 60% of Americans are part of what he called the silent majority that is not well represented. He joins a list of a half dozen Republicans who have declared their candidacy, including three other former or current state governors. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Lawmakers in Texas have impeached State Attorney General Ken Paxton. Paxton is now suspended from office pending a Senate trial. If you've been traveling by car this holiday weekend, you probably noticed you are not alone. According to AAA, 37 million people hit the road this Memorial Day weekend. That's a 6% jump from last year. AAA says lower gas prices are the reason. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is celebrating his 100th birthday this weekend. He was born in Germany on May 27, 1923. Kissinger and his family were Jewish refugees who fled Nazi Germany and came to New York in 1938. Kissinger served as Secretary of State and National Security Advisor for both Presidents Nixon and Ford. Olympic shot put champion Ryan Krauser has broken his own world record.
Krauser tossed a 16-pound steel ball 77 feet, 3.5 inches at the L.A. Grand Prix Saturday, shattering the previous record of 76 feet, 8 inches, which Krauser set himself at the U.S. Olympic trials in Eugene, Oregon in June of 2021. Krauser, the only man ever now to throw further than 23.5 meters, punching the air as he sent one ricocheting off the back barrier. Reaching the record-breaking mark on the fourth attempt at the Continental Tour Gold event. I'm Scott Carr.
The NBA Eastern Conference Finals are going to Game 7. After the Miami Heat got up 3-0, the Boston Celtics have battled back to tie the series and force a Game 7. Boston beat Miami last night in Game 6, 104-103. Game 7 is in Boston on Monday. The Powerball jackpot continues to grow after no one matched all six numbers in last night's drawing. The jackpot on Monday will be worth $226 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.